USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump visited the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta for an update on the spreading threat of the coronavirus, which has killed 14 Americans to date, and praised the scientists' efforts there. Trump also said that many people are getting better on their own, and that could be keeping the numbers down.
In this big, vast land of ours, this great country of ours, we have 240 cases. Most of those people are going to be fine.
President Trump also said he had no plans to cancel any of his upcoming rallies. President Trump announced on Twitter that Mick Mulvaney is out as acting White House Chief of Staff and top Trump ally Mark Meadows is in. As for Mulvaney, he will become the U.S. Special Envoy for Northern Ireland. Mulvaney's departure is not entirely unexpected, and the possibility of departure had been speculated as the impeachment chapter drew to a close. To stay up to date, listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The Illinois Supreme Court denied actor Jussie Smollett's attempts to stop a felony court case against him, the second time he's been formally accused of lying about a Chicago hate crime he said took place earlier last year. On February 23rd, Smollett, known for his role as a musical prodigy, pled not guilty to six counts in a grand jury indictment. Smollett is accused of alleged disorderly conduct for lying to police when he said two men using racist and homophobic slurs attacked him in Chicago. A congressional committee investigating Boeing said that a culture of concealment at the company and poor oversight by federal regulators contributed to two deadly crashes involving the grounded 737 MAX. The committee said that multiple factors led to the crashes, but it homed in on a new flight control system that pushed the nose of each plane down based on faulty sensor readings. The report said Boeing had undue influence over the Federal Aviation Administration, and FAA managers rejected safety concerns raised by their own experts. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Afghan's president said that he will not free thousands of Taliban prisoners ahead of the all-Afghan power-sharing talk set for next week, publicly disagreeing with a timetable for speedy prisoner release laid out just a day earlier in a U.S.-Taliban peace agreement. President Ashraf Ghani's comments pointed to the first hitch in implementing the fragile deal, which is aimed at ending America's longest war after more than 18 years and getting rival Afghan factions to agree on their country's future. Still, the United States has said planned troop withdrawal over the next 14 months is linked only to the Taliban's counterterrorism performance, not to progress in intra-Afghan talks. Astronomers have discovered the biggest explosion ever seen in the universe, originating from a supermassive black hole. Scientists reported that the blast came from a black hole in a cluster of galaxies 390 million light years away. The explosion was so large it carved out a crater in the hot gas that could hold 15 different Milky Ways, according to lead author Simona Giatrucci of the Naval Research Laboratory in D.C. It's five times bigger than the previous record holder. Two space observatories, along with radio data and telescopes in Australia and India, confirmed that this was part of a large cavity. To stay up to date with the primaries, the coronavirus, or anything else going on around the world, remember, you can always go to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.